Good evening, Nightmare Society family. I have some creepy stories lined up for you involving one of the weaker points of the barriers we build around ourselves. The window. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
In 2014, I was home alone. My then boyfriend, now husband, was at work as I happened to have a very rare day off. I was watching the Golden Girls as I snuggled our two cats and relaxed. I remember feeling a strange, dreadful feeling. I sat up from the couch and noticed a man with shaggy, greasy, long hair. He seemed to make eye contact even though he was roughly two blocks away. Then he suddenly broke out into a sprint. I felt this moment in every inch of my body. I rushed into the front porch and locked the screen door before rushing back into the house and locking the main door leading into the house. He was suddenly at the side of our house, punching and kicking the side window of our home as he screamed inaudible screams. Either that or he was opening his mouth and not making sounds. I don't know which is more terrifying. I was shocked as I stared at him. Suddenly he lunged off to the side and I realized that the side door might have also been unlocked. I ran to our side door and caught it right as I saw his face appear in the tiny door window. I began to cry as I locked it before running into our spare bedroom. I whipped out my cell phone and dialed 911 as I cried and tried to explain the issue. For some reason, the story in my memory skips to my upstairs neighbor calling me about 5 minutes later.
Hey, are you okay?
I think so. Are you?
He began telling me what happened after I hid. Apparently, the man had run up to his apartment and knocked calmly, so the neighbor answered. He had no way of knowing that the person at his door was not of sound mind, and I had not thought to warn him. He opened his door, leaving only a thin screen between him and this man. He asked the man if everything was okay, to which the man began screaming.
They're trying to kill me! Help!
He was shocked and backed up, saying,
"Please step back, or I will call the police."
By then, I was already downstairs dialing. The man punched his door and ran downstairs, kicking and punching his car in the driveway as he screamed about being chased and on the verge of being murdered. He pulled at the car doors and punched at the windows as he screamed, and I begged the police to arrive faster. The police finally showed up as the man was still fighting the neighbor's car. They had brought along an ambulance and took the man away, strapped to the stretcher in the back. So, man who attacked my home, let's not meet. I'm around 18 years old at the time, sitting in my bedroom and, no BS, watching The Purge for the first time. My bedroom window only had one latch out of the two locked because I would smoke out of it at night, being too afraid to go outside alone around 1 a.m. So during the movie, I kept hearing a light scratching, and I thought it was probably just another cat around the house. After about 5 minutes, I paused the movie and hear it again, but this time it's a little louder. Getting kind of creeped out, I reach under my curtain and push the unlocked side of my window down and locked it. Looking back, the fact that only one part of my window was freaking pried open should have alarmed me. I sit back down and hear a loud slam come from the bathroom. I run out to go check and the blinds have fallen off. I ran straight to my parents' bedroom and my dad immediately knew something was wrong. He gets up in all of his manly glory with a .45 and his tidy whities and runs out the back door to search the yard. He didn't see anyone and we decided to call the cops in the morning. My nephew was staying overnight and we figured there was no point in freaking him out over what we felt was nothing. So the next day we take a look around. My window had scratch marks from a freaking crowbar and the ledge was dented, as if someone was actually trying to pry my freaking window open. Whoever it was wore socks on their hands to try to push the glass up because there weren't any handprints. There were just long and dragged out marks the size of adult hands going upward. Mind you, my window was very dirty, so it was easy to see. We lived in a very small town in Louisiana, so the police chief, who knew my parents, came to the house for a formal report. He kept insisting that it was either a friend or maybe a boyfriend who could not get in touch with me. 1. Everyone I know knew my dad was always well armed and did not play. 2. My cell is always on and I always answer, especially for friends at 1 in the morning. 3. That is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard. Friends don't wear socks on their hands and try to jimmy your window open. At least not without calling out your name first. We never did find out who it was or what they wanted. What still scares me even 10 years later is that the house was not quiet. The TV and a lamp or two were on in the living room. The bathroom light was on and my bedroom was very well lit since I was watching a horror movie. Yet, this person still tried to get in through 2 different windows. The worst part is that if our bathroom window weren't so crappy, they would have made it in. To keep it open, my mom would use an old broom handle to hold it up, and unless there's something keeping it up, it immediately slams back down. Which is most likely why the blinds came down and a loud slam was heard. It may just be me, but I'm pretty sure whoever it was wanted something from in our house so badly that they didn't care who was inside, or if they were awake. If I would have opened that curtain before locking my window, it could have either scared them off, or motivated them more to get in if their face was seen. So, to the creepy freak who did not make it in, let's not meet. This happened almost 20 years ago. I was 15 years old and punk rock as hell. I had a pink mohawk and wore Doc Martin boots, and my clothes adorned patches with band logos on them. I'm telling you this because my mom always chastised me for looking like a prostitute. Maybe I did. I was walking home the city's main street from my friend's house about 2 miles away from home when a car pulls up beside me and the driver asked me for directions to get to 2nd Street. The numbered streets are way downtown, so I figured this bozo was totally lost. Naive me goes up to the passenger window and I see he has a map out on his lap. This guy looked like every suburban dad. There was even a car seat in the back. So I figured he was harmless. I told him something like,
"Oh, you must be really lost if you think 2nd Street is around here. Let me see that map. I'll show you where you need to go."
And as soon as I reach in the window, 2 things happen. The map slides off his lap and I see his genitals exposed. And he grabs me by the arm and tries to pull me in through the window. I was in so much shock I don't even think I screamed. I just remember he was pulling me by my left arm, so I started punching him in the neck and chest with my right. He only got me in the car up to my waist before he let go of me and I was able to scramble out of the window. All of this happened so fast, I can't remember if he said anything or if I did or really if anything else happened. I ran as fast as I could away from the car and toward my house, and he actually tried to follow me in the car. I crossed a street where there were some boys riding their bikes on some dirt ramps by the freeway on-ramp, and I didn't start to cry till I saw them, and I just burst into tears and begged one of them to walk me home so I wouldn't be alone for this creep to snatch me up. The kid on the bike was probably the same age as me, but he was a hero as far as I'm concerned, because he walked me all the way to my block, and the guy in the car gave up. So, creep, with your junk out in the car. Let's never meet, and I hope no girl ever fell victim to your creepy scheme. These events occurred in September of 2011 when I was 19 years old. I'm a male. Growing up, I was always a bit of an intellectual. I liked doing tests and experiments on myself. Weird things that other people would not find interesting, you know. I would see how many consecutive hours I could stay up without falling asleep, or see how long I could go without eating before minor hunger pains set in. Things like that. It sounds extreme, I know, but it really wasn't. It never got out of control. For some reason, when I was 19, I became fascinated with the homeless and what it would be like to be homeless. It was a concept I simply could not get my head around. Not having some place to go when the day was over seemed so foreign. I decided I wanted to experience it somehow. I wanted the experience to be as authentic as possible, but obviously safe. I decided to pack up my car with essentials like water, dry cereal, stuff like that. I drove from where I grew up in Central Florida all the way into the middle of Arkansas, in its capital city of Little Rock. It took me like 14 hours or something. I don't know if anyone is familiar with Little Rock, but it's very rural for being the largest city in the entire state. I wanted to be far enough away from home that I could not chicken out, to make things more authentic. I brought just enough money for gas and potential emergencies. The plan was to live in my car for 2 weeks in a large, nearly empty parking lot outside of the Bill Clinton Presidential Library. I made an audio entry into my phone describing the day's events for the first few days, but stopped after it got boring. For the first week or so, nothing really happened. I went into the library to use the bathroom, etc., and slept in my car at night. I listened to the radio and played guitar, just trying to fill the days with something. The nights were a little frightening because I could sometimes see real homeless people and suspicious-looking characters walking around the parking lot outside of my car. I started to feel a sense of dread every day when I saw the sun setting. One night after I'd been out there about a week, things got really scary. I was sleeping in the driver's seat with the seat reclined all the way back. I went to sleep about 11. I woke up at about 12 when I heard a car pull up next to me. I ignored it and kept my eyes closed, trying to fall back asleep. I had my windows cracked half an inch for ventilation. I heard the window of the car come down and a voice say, "Hey man, I don't know how he even saw me in there. I straightened up and saw a white male about 30 years old with a baseball cap on. He looked very thin. When he had my attention, he spoke in a slightly southern accent.
Hey man, what are you doing out here?
I gave him a half-asleep look as if to say, what do you think? He started looking at me funny.
So you're just spending the night here?
I nodded and he looked at me for a few more seconds before saying,
all right, man.
And driving away. I didn't think too much of it. I even thought maybe he was a concerned citizen and I went back to sleep. About 30 minutes pass and I hear a car pull up next to me again. Guess what? It's the same guy. He looks at me weird again. I look at him like, just leave me alone. He rolls down his window and says,
hey man, I'm looking for somebody around here. Somebody with a big... You know anybody like that?
At that point, I'm really pissed because I think he's playing a joke at my expense. I look at him like, what the hell? He looks really serious, but I just continue to glare at him. He says,
all right, man, sorry.
He waits about a minute and then drives off again. Obviously, at this point, I should have left. But I didn't know any other place to park and I was really tired, so I just went back to sleep. Big mistake. The parking lot was absolutely deserted at this time. It's a huge parking lot, so there was no one even close to being within earshot of he and I. A while later, I wake up, but I can tell it's still dark outside, so I'm still trying to sleep. I hear a tiny little sound like someone is scratching at the outside of my car. I crack my eyes and I see the man standing outside my car. But that's not all. There are four other men standing outside my car. I realize the sound I hear is them quietly trying to open my doors without waking me. To my horror, I notice that one of the men has his genitals out and is jerking it around as if trying to stimulate himself. At this point, one of them notices and yells,
he's awake!
They all start banging on the windows, screaming at me as I fumble with the keys, trying to start the car.
Open the door!
They're screaming and calling me names and telling me about how they're going to, quote unquote, run a train on me and rape me.
What are you doing out here all alone?
I'm totally freaked out and get the car started right away. Luckily, all my doors were locked. They're all jumping on the car and I reverse so quickly I can hear body parts crunch under a tire and someone screaming in pain. As I backed up, I saw one man's leg was crumpled in half. One of them was still on top of the car, pounding on the windshield, and I just kept going. I left the parking lot and started towards the highway before he finally jumped off, screaming obscenities at me as if I was the one who had done something wrong. I'm shaking and I can feel my eyes bulging out of my face. Suddenly, wide awake, I drove however many hours straight until I got to my aunt's house in Atlanta. I never told anyone the whole story until now. It feels good to tell it. I've thought about it so many times. I've never felt so terrified by anything, real or fake, in my life. Just knowing there are people out there so evil. It's unsettling. well, this episode is certainly one way to get me to check my windows every single night. Thank you to Anonymous Me, Red Rock Eating Monster, and Little Trash Panda 77 for allowing me to share your stories. Lastly, if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a review, comment, or a like in whatever app you prefer. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay safe.